The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We had a good first hour. We talked about a couple of things that are happening in the General Assembly. And for those of you just joining us, the lead ammunition ban failed to for the third year in a row to pass the General Assembly. So that did not become law. The new Sunday hunting bill regulations, new Sunday hunting legislation did pass. It's a mess. If you thought the Sunday hunting regulations were complicated in this year's rule book or last year's rule book, wait till this year. And then even better, wait till the following year, because it's a one-year deal, and then it goes from 2027 to 2030, and then it sunsets. So after that, then, you know, DNR has full control. I don't know. But the carve-out, the 1030 stoppage is still in there for the counties that had it. It's gotten worse. You know, I would rather just not hunt the rest of the day if I have a Sunday and I have to stop at 10:30. But no, now you can come back at 3 o'clock, but you have to stop at sunset. Excuse me, you have to stop at sunset. So, you know, if you're in that last half hour that you normally used to take in, you got to be careful. And that Sunday, when sunset hits and that moment arrives, you're done. Doesn't matter if the deer are coming out or not. And that last hour of, you know, last 30 minutes of twilight, you got to quit. It's stupid. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And let's see. Russ in Fulton. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on, Russ?
Well, I have a question about concealed carry.
All right.
I'm a life member of the NRA, and I have my concealed carry. I've had it for 10 years.
Right.
I have a concern about the lethalness of a handgun if I were to have to discharge it. And I went and purchased a burner. I don't know if you know what that kind of fire.
I know what a burn is. I know exactly what a burn is. Yeah, non-lethal deterrent that shoots pepper ball ammunition, and it is effective up to like 60 feet. As a matter of fact, our friends at Bell Creek Equipment have that. So if you're looking for a burner, go to one of our sponsors, which is Bell Creek Equipment, right up there in Harmony, and you can pick up. They have a few selections for that. But yeah, it looks like a great deterrent, but it's not lethal.
Well, I have two of them to be known. But my question is, the area between, let's say, my 9mm and a burner. I saw online that there's a little movement going on where for the 9mm ammunition, instead of the solid slug, they're putting
frangible ammo that breaks up.
Well, they're putting BBs in it.
Frangible, yeah, okay.
Snakes and things like that.
Yeah, snake shot. Well, yeah, you can buy that. You can buy that. As a matter of fact, I bought that for a friend at the radio station who every time she walked out of her house would smell cucumbers. And I said, you know what that is? She says, yeah, I know exactly what it is. I've got copperheads out around my house. And she said, lots of them. And I said,
wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll buy Yeah, I'll buy you a box of ammo for that. And I did. At our sponsor, Delmarva Sporting Clays, has it. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, but does that fall in between the lethal slug of a 9mm and the non-lethal of the burner? Or if I mean, a situation where I had to, you know, defend myself, I'm always worried about the liability. I'm 80 years old, and I could be considered a fairly target, but am I on more solid legal ground using the varmint kind of shell with the BBs in court?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know the answer to that, but I will say this. If you shoot somebody with birdshot at, let's say, 10 yards, okay, and piss them off, you're going to get sued. If you shoot somebody at 10 yards with a 9mm and kill them, you're not going to get sued.
What? I just need to get away from the
Well, see, that's the law in Maryland that you first must flee. But if you are in your house and in fear of your life, then eminent domain kicks in. You know, the first thing in Maryland you have to do is attempt to flee. The second thing is, if you can't flee, then you're protected, but you have got to be in fear of your life.
Well, that can happen on the outside as well as inside.
It can also happen on the outside. Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
I'm just wondering where I would.
So, I mean, are you frequenting pool halls and places of ill repute where you're going to have to be worried about somebody coming after you?
No, but I frequent enough. Let's say. Shopping malls and
oh, sure. Well, yeah, it's just as dangerous, I'm sure. Yeah, that's a very, very that whole self-protection thing is a pretty murky line, because, you know, people have been sued trying to keep people from stealing their cars, you know, defending their lives. And unless you're under threat of, you know, somebody pointing a gun at you, and you just shoot somebody, you know, you're going to be sued. And so in this litigious society, you know, you want to go through that process. That's a tough one.
You know, just shoot someone. I mean, I would have to consider the situation and think that my life is in danger.
But, well, of course.
I know where I would stand legally. Is it toward the burner side or the slug, you know, the lethal side?
Here's what I'm going to say to you. A lot of that's based on the intent of the person that you're worried about, you know, harming you. Okay, if you shoot them with a burner and they get smacked with that and get the tear gas effect, I don't think they're going to keep up the attack. I really don't. And it is legal. Okay, it is legal. It's non-lethal. It is legal in Maryland. You know, and you shoot somebody with a 9mm and kill them, and they decide not to keep up the attack. That's something else. You shoot them with birdshot, man. I'm telling you, those pellets are so small. You know, they're like number 11 shot. They call them birdshot.
Okay.
And it's gonna leave a nasty wound, but. Whether that would be enough to deter somebody or not.
Well,
I'd go with the burner. It keeps being more appealing to me.
But the burner has, you know, six slugs or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You know, my 9mm has a few more than that, and
sure.
The question also is, with a 9mm, there's so much recoil. The accuracy comes into effect.
Exactly.
Something, you know, it would the pattern would be much wider than the single slug of a 9mm.
So I'd be
likely to hit the person and have the person think twice if, you know, coming more at me again, or to turn around and
Yeah. Yeah.
my successor.
I can't make that decision. I can't make that decision for you. All we can do here today is brainstorm it.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry I didn't give you a solid, rock solid answer, but you know I can't. So, you have a great day and thanks for the call. Very interesting. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anybody on the line? Aaron Lee is on the line. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. Hello, Lee.
Hey, how you all doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Doing good, Alan. Yeah,
good.
I'm hearing you all talk about these different guns and stuff. My weapon of choice, when I was running my apprenticeship in West Baltimore on Mulberry Street, I had to use a 14-inch pipe wrench to fend a hitchhiker off the side of my utility van going up Mulberry Street. So I recommend a 14-inch pipe wrench.
Pipe wrench?
They work pretty well.
That would definitely do the job, no question about it.
Yeah.
And at the very least, you're going to get his attention.
It bloodied his knuckles, and he fell off the side of my van because I didn't want him there. And it got me going on my journey. It's amazing how people feel about defending themselves anymore. It's hearing people talk anymore. I got neighbors I was talking to the other day, and they had those guns you speak of,
it's called a Burna B, yeah.
But it's amazing, Alan, of how many people are looking at some sort of defensive weapon, women especially, but it's...
Sure.
It's obviously a conversation that needs to be held for sure.
Sure, but that's one thing I cannot do is make a recommendation and have somebody decide on my word, what choice they want to make to defend themselves. I just can't do it.
That's where these classes and stuff and you can get some education about your choices and
yes, correct.
What's best for you for sure. I'll tell you what's best for me is getting my boat in the Susquehanna River. I've been having a retreat.
You've been having a what?
A hoot of a good time.
Oh, a hoot.
A hoot of a good time catching hickory shad.
Right.
But it's on. And I sent you one little video of those.
I saw that.
Dang it, the cormorants.
Cormorants, yeah.
And they're the one flight. I don't even know how to flock flight. It was probably in the 2,000 to 4,000 of them on the water on the Cecil County side. I had no idea that those things can go all the way down to the bottom of the river.
Oh yeah.
And
feeding.
And I'm starting to, you know me. I'm always wondering where something is or what's going on. But we're not catching any, and they should be up in there by now. But we're not catching any white perch.
And these things are
they're almost a blockade of where they these birds, these cormorants are.
Right.
The white perch probably aren't even getting up into the river. I don't. You know, I know they're probably not up in there in any real numbers yet. The hickory shad are, and we're bringing in hickory shad. They're all scarred up and everything from, obviously, there's the big rockfish are in the river, too, but, munching on them. But those cormorants, they're devastating, Alan. I've never seen them in the numbers. This year is just... It's just black with those things on the water and on the islands where I took you.
As many times as I have asked DNR about what are we going to do about the cormorants, is as many times as I've been told, well, we can't really do anything about them right now. We're not really looking at it. We don't think they're that big of a deal. They are that big of a deal.
They
really are. And anybody that spends any time up there, and I don't, so, I mean, I can't speak from, you know, I can't be the voice of experience on the Susquehanna River because I'm not up there, but you are. You are the voice of experience. And they are devastating our fish populations. That the blueback herring, the hickory shad, the white perch, as you said. You know, the only thing they can't get down there, the only thing they can't get down their gullet is a blue catfish. So, you know.
Yeah. Boy, so, you got the blue catfish on the other end. And the striped bass are just, you know, is devastating. But, you know, it's
sure.
catch 22. You hear you got a bird that is, unfortunately, of no desire to hunt because you can't, I'm assuming you can't eat them. But,
right.
Is it a federal bird or is it?
I believe it is a federal.
Is protected?
I don't think it's protected, and I'm not sure how it falls under that protection. I'm not sure if it is a federal situation or exactly what it is. But you know, there are some hunting seasons in Canada, and I believe the Great Lakes has a cormorant season too. Some of the Great Lakes. So
I think I told you, years ago, I saw them on the Bay Bridge. Fish and Wildlife, they were actually going down up on the bridge, shooting them off of the bridge, and they had a catch boat underneath, you know, dipping them up with a net so they didn't have the carcasses floating down the bay. But, I mean, it looked productive to me because the birds were, you know, in a single row, and the shooter would just go right down the metal girder, obviously shooting down. You know, the bullets were 22 or maybe even like a bird shot or something that would disintegrate on impact, but they were taken out of, you know, hundreds
a lot of them. Needs to happen again.
Exactly. You know,
needs to happen again.
We ran into Fish and Wildlife at a convenience store up there, young people, and I asked them about it, and they didn't, you know, their program that day was electroshocking snakeheads.
Right.
I get that. But I guess what I'm saying is this a DNR issue?
There's another thing. I believe it's going to be U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And talking to people in that world, Fish and Wildlife Service has been faced with a lot of retirements, a lot of downgrades because of cutting back the government under Doge.
Yeah.
And you know, some of the good people, the decision makers, have taken their retirement. Some of the people with the most experience, and that's the danger. You lose those people, you know. Mm-hmm. But it is a mess. So
the people we were talking to were, you know, great young people, but they. You know, their focus was on these, you know, electroshocking snakeheads, and you know, we know they're there. Do we need to keep tagging snakeheads? And the blue cats are a problem, but it seems like some of the directions of things being done with our money is I question.
Well, Lee, here's the potential answer to that question. The money goes, or the project goes, where the money goes. So if the money is based on a grant for a certain project for a certain time, that's what they're going to be focused on.
Yeah.
And the rest of it can wait. Unfortunately, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you might see more of a concern, you know, on the water, but that's not where the grant money came from.
See the concern, but it's the understanding of the concern. You know, okay, you know,
people see
all these birds, but they don't understand what these birds are doing. And I mean, I'm by no means a biologist, but it's a, you know, I'm a fisherman. It's not seeing the number.
You do play one on the radio, though, just so you know. You're not a biologist, but you play one on the radio.
Well, no comment.
All right.
I don't want to step in Rudy's shoes.
That's right.
It is, you know, within the insight. Unfortunately, as with everything related to fishing up there, I'm a small group that can, you know, see the light, but. You know,
yeah, of course.
It's which switch do I got to go flip on this? Like, say, hey, what can we do?
Makes sense.
You got these grants. Can we mitigate some of these things? And it'll be nothing but a win-win to do such. But how do you get this fired up? I don't know. And I guess another question now, I talk about the Susquehanna. Are these birds a problem in other tributaries? All I speak of is, you know, of the upper bay. Is this happening in the Elk and Northeast, the Choptank, these other rivers? Are these birds...
Right.
I see them in the Patapsco, in the harbor. So...
Right. They're everywhere. So,
but
all right. I just sent you a link to read from another listener there in listener land. Sent me an article on the Susquehanna. So, regarding cormorants, eagles, snakeheads, all that stuff.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Well,
we got to move. Thank you very much. Have a good one. See you, buddy. Thanks. Always an interesting conversation with Lee. Always an interesting conversation with Lee. I don't know where we are, Aaron, on our... Do we take our first break yet? What do we do? Do we do anything? We're on our first break. All right. So let's get to the immediate situation at hand this week. Friday the 24th, Saturday and Sunday. This coming weekend is the open house at Bell Creek Equipment. They carry a lot of equipment. They carry the zero-turn bad boy mowers and tractors. They carry Coyote. They carry LS, the blue ones. They carry CF Moto ATVs and side-by-side Hustler lawn equipment. All of that is on display, and the open house is to take a look at all that and get great financing deals as low as 0%, with your approval of your credit. There's going to be giveaways with purchases. There's going to be vendor representatives there. So if you're an equipment person looking for something new, looking for an upgrade, you know, maybe you've got a small place you want to take care of with a zero-turn mower or chainsaw or something like that. Well, there's going to be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer, an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. And for the kids, take them. The goats will be there, the miniature goats, the miniature donkeys, and the alpacas will be there. Food trucks for nice refreshments from Hooked on Seafood and Chili Billy's and Fraze's Meat Shack and T&D Fusion. So meat, seafood, and tacos, something for the whole family. And I'm going to probably be going over there maybe Friday. We'll see. Maybe Saturday. Not sure. But I hope to see you there at Bell Creek Equipment. 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, Maryland. Take Dover Road right out of Easton to Preston, and you'll find them about halfway there on the right-hand side. You'll see all the equipment. Call 410-673-2700 or visit bellcreekequipment.net. BellCreekEquipment.net. Watch their Facebook page for updates. And Bell Creek Equipment is at 410-673-2700. 410-673-2700 for Bell Creek Equipment. The Harvard E. Grace Decoy Museum is coming up in a few weeks. 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress Street in Harvard E. Grace in conjunction with the Harvard E. Grace Decoy Museum on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 to 5 and Sunday, May 3rd from 9 till 3. This family-friendly, fun-filled event features over 100 exhibitors who will present decoys and outdoor products for sale. Decoy and carving competitions highlight the event. You can explore the history of decoy carving. You can meet the famous carvers and learn about waterfowl gunning in the displays inside the Decoy Museum located at 215 Giles Street. Now, visitors are urged to visit the decoymuseum.com, decoymuseum.com, to download maps of the Decoy Festival because it takes place at several locations around town. Make Harvard E. Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd, for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. And visit decoymuseum.com. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Chesapeake Banquet's coming up May 2nd. I'm your master of ceremonies. Indeed. And the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation always has an exceptional fundraising banquet. And it's going to be this coming, not this coming, but Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors open there at 4 p.m. for the banquet. You, too, can join the fun and have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, which includes your membership in the Digital Bugle magazine. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays if you prefer. The range opens at 9 a.m., and that's just an additional $35. You can win great guns, and it all benefits Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase the raffle tickets or play the games for the prizes. And the winning starts right now. You've given away four tickets. Got three winners already picked out. I'm going to notify them this week. Call in, get your name on the list only if you plan on attending on May 2nd at Pintail Point. How about that? Lucky listeners could win. Just call in to 410-WCBM-680, that's 410-922-6680, and leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer, who's there today. Join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet on Saturday, May 2nd from 4 till 7. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at rmef.org, R-M-E-F, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.org. For questions, give Denise a call. She's in Delaware, 302-335-3635. We'll see you there. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your mil-spec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2020. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Hey, you know what? You've put it off long enough, and it's gotten hot. Summer's here soon. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. You know, reunions, crab feasts, and all that stuff. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, lots of tables and chairs, and even the traditional wood, you know, the old wood picnic table if you like. But the tables and chairs, you're going to like them when you go. 300 or 500 or 1,000 Adirondack chairs, it doesn't matter. They've got that many of them. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island when you drive by. In Backyard Billy's backyard, gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, pergolas, gazebos, sheds, greenhouses, greenhouse shed combinations, dog kennels, chicken coops, chicken sedans, and more. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, check out the barbecue grills. They've got the Big Green Egg. They've got the Memphis stainless steel grills and kitchens. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits if you like, and all the other stuff that goes along with your deck or your backyard or your even your beach house. Great looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. You know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier hearth and fireplace dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. Exit 44. That's Evans Avenue exit. I think that's B. You know what? Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right. You say we have a caller on the line, Aaron?
Yes, we have Derek in Baltimore on hold.
Derek in Baltimore. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm fine. I'm interested in fly fishing for trout in this area, and I'm wondering, does the state stock any of the streams or rivers in Baltimore County or Harford County and, you know?
Yes, they do. Every one of them. There is a trout stocking page on our website. And you should take a look at that, because I get a notice every day of how many trout they put out that day. And it can vary from 1,800 to 5,300 a day that they're putting out in these streams. There's a stream guide. There's how many trout are being stocked. And in the Baltimore area, you know, there are some small streams that hold some trout and are stocked, but the gunpowder is the main place where you want to focus your attention. The gunpowder is fed by Pretty Boy Reservoir, runs down through northern Baltimore County down into the bigger, larger Gunpowder River, which goes a long, long way, and it's all stocked with trout. You know, so I would go explore, check out your areas where you can fly fish. You know, you might want to just figure out that there's some areas it's just too brushy to fish with a fly rod. You know, you get with the technique that you got to use, it's going to be a little challenging. But plenty of great fly fishing on the Gunpowder River, especially north of the city. It's actually one of the world class trout destinations in the country. It really is, the Gunpowder River in Baltimore County. Yes, sir.
I did not realize that. I was actually walking up along the Gunpowder, in sort of the mile below the dam just the other day. And I think I saw one fly fisherman, but I didn't realize that they were stocking on a regular basis.
They are. Yep. Gunpowder, little Gunpowder. There's a lot of natural reproduction in there. So, you know, check your fly fishing or check your trout fishing page on the DNR website. Get the regulations for the seasons, catch, and there's some areas that are just fly fishing only or put and take, where you can go and have a good time and release the fish too. But, you know, trout fishing is alive and well. Frederick County is great. You get out into the western part of the state. You've got some great rivers out there with some big trout. I think our state record rainbow trout is 20 pounds or something like that. I mean, there's some big fish. There's some big fish around. Yeah,
that's huge. That's huge. Okay, well, thanks very much. Do you have any other streams other than the Gunpowder that that you think are pretty good?
Well, I mean, like I said, if you go to the trout fishing page, I haven't trout fished in Maryland for years, but the Gunpowder, the Little Patuxent out in Howard County is good. So there's plenty of areas. You just got to do your due diligence and investigate them. Maybe some of our listeners have some suggestions. I just got a text from one of them that said Gunpowder and Little Gunpowder are two places right here in the area that they like. Let's see who else is coming around here. What else? Stock trout at Bel Air Road and Harford Road on the Gunpowder. Bel Air Road and Harford Road. You know where that is?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Right. They stock right there. So there you go.
That's great. Thanks very much, Al.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. Gotcha. All right. Well, try to be helpful a little bit. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Speaking of fishing tackle, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9 there in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. They got a lot of fishing tackle and a lot of trout fishing tackle. They got the little hooks and they got the paste baits and the live bait. If you want to use live bait for trout, they've got the worms, the minnows, the mealworms, and all that stuff. And so that's a great way to go. I had a friend back in Pennsylvania who built bamboo fly rods. He'd find an old bamboo fly rod in a yard sale or something. He'd take it home. He'd strip it down. He'd refinish it. He would put it back together. The sections, the six sections that made up the fly rod, and he would fish with them. But he wasn't a fly fisherman. He used a fly rod, but he was a minnow fisherman. And he would use a Duty's minnow rig, which is a wire with a double hook on the end, and you put the wire through the minnow, you put the double hook on, just, you know, double hook, open hook. You put the hook on, and he would fish minnows in these little tiny farm streams that he knew held trout, and he wouldn't cast. He would just take a length of line and leave it out and pull it back adjacent to the bank. And those trout were under those banks. Some of them were cow pastures, and it was amazing to fish them and watch them. And it was a great technique because you could just wheedle your line in under those little cutouts along the back. The stream might be 4 feet wide, and it held trout. And he was a great finesse minnow fisherman, if there is such a thing. So I just remembered that. His name was Blair. How about that? All right. How about that? 410 WCBM 680. I was talking about Clyde's Sport Shop and having the trout minnows and things like that. Sorry about that. I got off track. but they've got all your tackle for any type of fishing, that's for sure. So Clyde's Sport Shop has licenses and all that stuff that you need. So why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 242-6108 is the phone number. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. You'll be glad you did. Why did I get off on that rant? I just took a side trip down memory lane during that commercial. Ha! Sorry about that, folks. Okay. Hey, callers on the line, Aaron, anybody? Oh, there you go. Oh, look at that. Here's a couple more. Western Run, Black Rock Creek, Big Pipe Creek, Jones Falls. Thank you, Lee, for that. So, getting some great suggestions there. No callers on the line? All right. Waiting for the next one. What commercials, live commercials, do I have to read? You need another break anyway, right?
Yeah, we can run a couple of recorded spots here.
All right. Well, why don't I tell them about Bell Creek Equipment coming up this Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the shop. 24th, 5th, and 6th. Great financing deals as low as 0% on a lot of equipment. The Bad Boy mowers, the Coyote tractors, the LS tractors, the CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides, the Hustler lawn equipment, all that stuff. If you get your credit approved, you can get a good financing rate. They got a giveaway with purchases. Vendor representatives will be there. A raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. The miniature goats are going to be there with the Secret World alpacas and the miniature donkeys, too. So miniature goats and miniature donkeys, and, you know, that's great for the kids. Food trucks, Hooked on Seafood, Chili Billy's, Fraze's Meat Shack, T&D Fusion, something for the whole family. And we hope to see you there whenever I show up. I'm sure people will be there. Maybe there'll be some of our listeners at Bell Creek Equipment. 2127 Dover Bridge Road, that's in Preston, Maryland. 410-673-2700. Visit bellcreekequipment.net. Watch their Facebook page for updates, and Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. Sperry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. About two blocks off, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands. And Sperry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck. Let's make it personal. You need tires, they got them. And don't forget to sign up for the great financing deal from Bridgestone Firestone. You can get the financing for your tires, which really works well. And I've got it. I took that deal. So Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors, wheelbarrows, farm tractors, combines. If you own any type of trailer or ATV, boat trailer, house trailer, you name it, or any kind of ATV, UTV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Spurry's Farm Service Team, their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, very happy and satisfied for the last 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurry out and about in the shop or maybe around town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton, 410-822-7384. Did I say no appointment needed for tires? I think I did. Visit the website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn,
Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, sounds like Elvis coming into the building. Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Alan, good morning. Are those trumpets for me?
Yes, sir. Absolutely for you, buddy. I said Elvis is entering the building. You know, we didn't have time to play 2001, you know, Space Odyssey, so we just had to do the trumpets for you.
There you go. I appreciate that. Hey, let me switch you all onto the phone. I'm not hearing you very well.
You're listening to me on the radio rather than on your phone. It's always a good idea to turn the radio down.
No. I was on.
Oh, you're on speaker. Yep.
Bluetooth. So.
I got you. Okay.
You were talking about the invasive birds earlier, and it reminded me of something happened last fall down in Wicomico County.
Okay.
There was about like a 12 or 14 acre pot of marijuana farmer had growing down there. It was all legal, but it was invaded by a flock of terns. You know, they're fairly large. Anyway, they just destroyed the whole crop.
Terns.
No explanation. Never heard of anything like that. but the
right.
But the Department of Natural Resources is investigating it though, and they did say there was no turn left unstoned. Come on.
I gave you trumpets. I just told somebody yesterday, watched a tern dive on a fish, and I said, I don't like those birds. And they said, why? I said, I throw rocks at them all the time. Same punchline. I leave no tern unstoned. But I like your version better. Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks, Clay.
That was funny.
Good one.
All right, man.
I'm going to use it. I'm gonna steal it and use it. See you, man.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. All right. Let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Alan. And we were just on a circle tour yesterday and down into Washington County, Maryland, and Franklin County, PA, down around Lakersburg.
Sure.
I noticed they were harvesting alfalfa already. I just couldn't believe it. And so
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, it sure and, is. It sure is. Well, alfalfa.
Yeah. And one more thing. We went down to Rehoboth and got across Kent Island and saw one of your advertisers, Backyard Billy, is evidently over all of Kent Island. There's a big sign on the right-hand side right there before the split. And we didn't have time to stop in, but he's expanding and really looks like he's got a great deal going down there. I'm
glad to hear that. Yep, I got to stop by. Well, thank you for that support, because they're great sponsors, and I'm glad to hear they're doing well. So, but I haven't been in there for a few weeks, so I'll have to stop by now. Thank you for that.
Oh, sure. We used to see him off to the left, just chairs and such all over the place. But now he's on the right hand side. He had a very nice sign up, and I'm impressed with the guy. Uh-huh. Good for him.
Oh yeah, you mean that whole yard of equipment and all the, I mean not equipment, but the structures and things in that big space there right before the exit. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the shout-out to our sponsor.
Happy.
All right, man, thanks. You too, bud. Thanks. All right, there we go. Hey, we don't have time to be fair with another caller, but since he mentioned Backyard Billy's, we do have time to talk about Backyard Billy's, that's for sure. And all the stuff that's in Backyard Billy's, your backyard. Of course, the colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, those tables and chairs, 1,000 Adirondack chairs in every different color style, gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, greenhouses, chicken coops, dog kennels, pergolas, gazebos, all of that big stuff. And now all that big stuff has free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. You owe it to yourself to check out the left side of the building when you would go in, and that's where the grills and the fireplaces are. I hear the music, so I'm going to just give a little bit of a rush here. But backyardbillies.com is the website. 410-827-4500 is the phone. They are open 7 days a week. Why not take a trip this weekend? Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. Well, there is the music. Time to say get out, stay safe. I hope the turkey hunters have been successful. And I'll get out there this week maybe or maybe next, but definitely going to go turkey hunting for sure. Remember, God loves you no matter what. Love your Lord. Love your friends, love your family, love your freedom. See you next week.